probably won't stand up. We'll see. Yeah, so, yes, we saw the Gemara is a meal that was not really paid for by a lot of stores and cafes. The Gemara is a meal by Tain Panastanov, and the later the Gemara is a meal by Ganev as well. There's no real, in the smite from a real paper. So we saw in Tosus asked, how's the Mishkachas look Neva by Karka? Have you gotten the Karka? So Tosus says, with Asogas and Gulf. So I started to raise the question yesterday. How do you ask? The Mishnah says in Kufi Zayin that by Gzeilas Karka, if somebody stole Karka and then it was shot for Nar, the Karka got ruined. So he's not chayiv. He can say he's shechol of anecha. There's no chayiv exeilah. He runs it out from sukkim, other sukkim, not the sukkim that we have in our sukkim. From sukkim by bekichish b'amita. There's the chayiv exeilah don't apply to the karka. The chaykes of lezim chachamim. The Gemara brings a price to the chaykes of lezim chachamim. But lez says he cannot say he's shechol of anecha. You do have chayiv. You do have chayivim. But the chachamim say that there's no chayiv exeilah. There's no chayiv. You can say he's shechol of anecha. You're not chayiv in what happens to the karka. The Gemara in many places says that the Nekudas HaMachlekes is if Karka Nigzelis or Karka Ein Nigzelis. Chacham hold, and that's the halacha, Karka Ein Nigzelis. That's the Gemara in Sukkot and Lulav HaGozel, the beginning of Lulav HaGozel, the Flamed Aleph. The Gemara says that Tokav as Chavere Veitziyum is Sukkosot. Somebody is a bottle of Machlekes of Lezim, the Chacham, according to Melezim, so it's a Sukkot Gzula, because Karka Nigzelis. But according to the Chachamim, it's not a Sukkah Gzula. It doesn't have the psul of Sukkah Gzula because Karka ain't an Exelis. The Shaila is, Karka ain't an Exelis at all. No Kinyan Exel on Karka. There's no Chilve Yonsen on Karka. This Karka ain't an Exelis. It's not called a Sukkah Gzula. Not just that you have particular Pturei Tashlumin. The Gemara in Sukkot's Mavur, that the Pshat in the Chachamim is that Karka ain't an Exelis. It's not called Gozel. It's not called Karka Gzula. So why do I need a meet from Kehla? Kefil is only if it's gone off. But if it's not gone off in the first place, so then why would there be, of course, it's not chiyuv kefil. It's not mashma that that's Tosus kasha. Because if that was Tosus kasha, what's his teretz? Hasogas gul. Hasogas gul is also karka and nigzelis. It's a miyut and posuk that the karka and nigzelis doesn't matter if he's. Why would masik gul be any different? Should Tosus only asking a technical question? How can you still kasha in secret? Every gzeilus karka is gzeilus. It's not gneivus. Tosfos answers no. Well, so there's fully kedu b'seisa. Like the Rambam says, so he's masik vul by day, he's over in leisigzul. If he's masik vul by night, he's over in leisigmet. But why? But what about this other question? Why didn't Tosfos ask? And what's taka the answer to this other question? The more deep question. Never mind. Technically, how can you steal karka in secret? How is it chal gzeil and karka at all? And if it's not chal gzeil and karka in gzeilus, so why do I need a miut? From why do we need a separate meat from chiyuv kefil? Rav Elchanan talks about it a little bit. Elchanan wants to say that maybe you need a separate meat for gneiv and for gzeila. You know, the Gemara and Kufi Zayin, the psukim are psukim of gzeila, kikish b'amita. So they were my karka and gzeilas. Malcolm Lehner, maybe karka is not gzeilas, but maybe gneiv and karka he could do. Maybe it's not nigzelis, but it's nignate, but it's nignevis. So I need a miut that is nismayed from kefil, and presumably not only from kefil, the miut will be from the whole parsha of gneiv entirely. Like we anyway said that the psukim and by here are except in the scroll, that the psukim here are miut in the whole parsha of gneiv. Chana brings precedence to that you see you need separate miut by gneiv and by gzeila. Even though the chayra every gneiv is a subset of gzeila. That includes it. It's not nignevus. Gneva is a particular kind of gneva with special chumus. But if kaka is not nigzelus at all, then alachas kama v'chama that it's not that. So the male is not nignevus either. Rav Chanan shows you have it in Suyud Meitav. that the Rashi's mashma that you need a separate limud for meitav by gneva and by gzeilo. I wouldn't know the din of meitav by gneva from the fact that the din of meitav by gzeilo. Maybe other examples. So maybe here also you need a separate limud for gneva and for gzeilo. Yeah, ulai. That's a very big chiddush. And even though Rav Chanan has examples, the examples are by din of tashlumin. The chiddush, the tashlume gneva is from meitav. Maybe I wouldn't be mavish from gneva from gzeilo to gneva. You were not talking about tashlumin and tashlumin. You were talking about the etzim kinyonik gzeilo. Rav says there's no kinyonik gzeilo in kakra. Chiddush to say that there's no kinyonik zeila, but if it was gneva, then maybe you do have kinyonik. Ulai, if we have no choice, then that's what we're going to have to say. That the nechranim, this is we need a separate psukim for gzeila and for gneva. But a lot of that's a doichik. I want to see, maybe there's another answer. Solid problem is, I want to bring a rama. Anybody happy to have a rama? Rambam in the beginning of Parakes, it's Gzeilo. Rambam says, "Gzeilo chareiroi v'hefsidot v'nei shechofa v'boyer sifan u'ois v'shikotet z'tzilonis v'shifas amayonis v'horis avinyin chayiv l'hamil l'bayis v'sodik shoyi v'shas Gzeilo yishalim b'nei mafshi hefsid." If you mazik v'yadayim, you have to pay. We'll come back there. Aval nishchso me'eleho. But if you stole karka and then got destroyed in a tow, you're going to shot for nar, and this is a very short in the shamayim, who was struck by lightning. I'm a little harishal cholifanech. Shakaka becheskis barle, kayemis vena chayas have said the all of Elam can hipsis beyond. Karkas becheskis barle, and he doesn't have any achrayas for what happens to the karka. But Shaina didn't came in metalkal and commercial behind, as opposed to metalkal, where a gazlan is chayiv and oinsu. So there's different gistos in the Rambam. That's the gist that we have in the Rambam. The Ravid had a gist in the Rambam. Masha'ein adin came be metaltun oibe avodim. That by that kilo the Rambam is saying a chilut in karkois and avodim. That by karkois you can't say harishol. You could say harishol chalof adecho pashot fanar. But by avodim not. Avodim who got something happened to the avodim and they're decrepit. They got old. Avodim they skinul moshul. The Gemara talks about so that the Rambam would be saying in that gist of which is not our gist in the Rambam. Rambam would then be saying that by avodim you cannot say reishol chalof adecho. About the miskinu, you cannot say a reishol chalof adecho. So the Ravid is chaylik. The Ravid says it's not true. Even by avodim, since avodim are hukshul kakois, you cannot say you could say a reishol chalof adecho. The same way, if you sold karka and then the karka was shot fanar, you could say a reishol chalof adecho. Achrayes have said the olof. So avodim have the same olof. That's what we always had. Avodim goes together. Avodim shtoros and karkois. The Gemara says avodim hukshul karkois. You also avodim shukshul karkois. So the same way we remind karka, the same mitzvahs. Same way we have a mitzvah in karka that shot for now. You can say reishul cholof anecho. So the same thing applies to avodim. Then the Rabbi goes on and he says that this nonetheless is a chiluk between avodim and karkois. Even though they're, in this regard they're the same. Shot for now. Say reishul cholof anecho. Avodim is kinu, you could say reishul chalof anecho. That far, they're both the same because avodim hukshu karkois. However, says the Ravid, there is a difference. How do you really nechosha? As far as you know, if there was a kash, it was shot fanar and so on. So then they're the same. Then we'll equate them. But avodim kol mokayim nigzolum heim v'niknu v'yish. There is a difference. Avod the etzim and nigzal. You could say reishol chalof anecho. Avod b'skinu. You could say reishol chalof anecho. But the etzim, the nigzal, and the nikne b'yish. Yes, everyone get that. That avodim and nikne b'yish. Words. This a chalois shem gzeilo i an avodim. How no lavke karka domi? In that regard, it's not like karka. By karka, derived the sumus of a poshut. You cannot be kind of karka b'yish. Karka is not nigzal at all. Karka ain nigzelus. I mean, that's loshon word. The chol makom karka ain nigzelus. Was the Ravid saying that even though avodim hukshul karkois, you got the reishol chalof anecho. In both cases, you can say reishol chalof anecho. Avodim biskinu shot v'nar. But with the Gemara, but there is a difference. By karka, it's ain't an exelus at all. Mele is no kinyani yish. The Ravid assumes, and avodim is not true. Avodim are nigzolim. They're nikne biyish. They are nigzolim. And therefore, he says a chiddush din. Hilchach kishemesa eved, if the eved would actually die, it's just not, it wasn't just his kid, but he died, by nisraf, mishalem es domov. Because mishemesa ain't shalei lefon, if he can't say reish chalof anecha. Eved behiskin, he can say reish chalof anecha. But if the eved died, he can't say reish chalof anecha. So then you have to pay even for the eved. Says this right, so Marilik Khiddush. He says it by Avodim, not by Kakois. But he says Marilik Khiddush. That even though Avodim are Hukshul Kakois, and you can and there's no Khiyuve Ainsin, just like by Kakois, no Khiyuve Ainsin by Avodim, if they ever got Shvach, got weak, got Hiskin, whatever it is, you could still say Reish Chalof Anecha. But you have to at least be able to say Reish Chalof Anecha. So Eved Hiskin, you can say Reish Chalof Anecha. But if the Eved is died, you can't even say Reish Chalof Anecha, then you're not off the hook. Then you have to pay for the Eved. And that's not true by Kakois. Kakois ain't in Gzolim at all. What's the Pshat in this Reivet? What's the Pshat in this Chilof? What if there's a miyud that there's no gzeila by avodim, the avodim are not done. So oynus, the fact that they died was oynus. So emarosach, if there's a miyud that there's no chiyuvi oynusin by avodim, then what's the difference? The oynus of hiskinu, the oynus of that they died. Just a loshen, you could say reish chalof anecha. Here you can say reish chalof anecha. Here you can't say reish chalof anecha. So what? Why is it oynus? And gazan's chayiv an oynusin. If there's a miyud, there's not chayiv an oynusin. Bikiyachish mamitu, we have a miyud. There's not chayiv an oynusin. No. So how about the Hukshula Karkois that goes into the Miyut of Karkois? So then what's the difference? That's problem number one. Problem number two is the Raya seems to be saying that since that's Tom, what's the Havon in the Raya? Number two is a problem. The Raya seems to be saying that, so why do they say the same thing about Karkois? If the Miyut, apparently the Raya holds that the Miyut is only that you could say Reish Chalof Anecha. The Miyut's only for his kinu. But if he died, that far the Miyut doesn't go. If they ever died, then the Miyut doesn't apply. Because you have to at least be able to say Reish Chalof Anecha. So why is Kakois any different? Why by Kakois? By Kakois, he says, Kakois, Karkois ain't an exilus at all. So the Rabbi says, because Kakois, actually the Rabbi doesn't really explain so much. Why is Kakois any different? So the Chayil of Shadis. To Svar, by Karka, that doesn't really explain why is Kaka different. It's the same miyut. Avon Hukshul Kakois. As far as the psukim are concerned, whatever it says by Avodim, it says by Kakois, and vice versa. So if you're telling them by Avodim, the miyut is only that by Iskinu, but if they ever died entirely, then you're not off the hook because. So what's the difference by Kakois? So Melel Gabe, if they ever die, so probably there is no analog by Karkos. Because the Karka can't die. So the Karka is the Horus Lailu Mimedis. So the only thing you have is that it was Shot for now is like Iskino. Yeah, so I'm not asking like, you know, why if the Karka died, don't you have to pay for it? The Karka can't die. But the Rabbi says there's other Chilukim also between Avodim and Karkos. Avodim you kind of yush, Karka you're not kind of yush. Karka is ain't an exelus but etzem. Avodim aren't exolim but etzem. That's a vehicle Gabe can you use. But also when you get to the mitzvah of Baveira and so on, where did that chil come from? Where did that chil come from? If the psukim, if the psukim are only memayit from chiyuv einsin, but the etzem avodim are nigzolim and the nikkim biyush, so why are so Kark also say the same thing? The pasuk is only memayit from chiyuv einsin, but the etzem it's nigzolim and it's nikkim biyush. Elamai, maybe you tell me it's a svar. Kark is not nigzelis, not because of a pasuk. Maybe Kark is not nigzelis because b'metzias is not nigzol. Because Kolechad Yisrael B'shusu Demora Yisrael, maybe even Messias is not Shach to steal Karka. Then why do I need a Pasuk? The Gemara learns after Karka that you can say Reish Chalof Anecha from a Pasuk, from a Kichash Ramita. And yet, by us we have a Chemiyat for Kefil, by Karka. What do you need Miyutin for? If it's Messias, it's not Nixal. Elamai Tosha says, no, but Messias, it could be Nixal. Hasav goes, Kvul, there is a case it could be Gezal, but Messias, it could be Gezal Karka. Rabbi Lezer holds Karka is Nixalis. So then what's the difference between Karkois and Avodim? If Avodim are Nikna B'yish, why are then wouldn't let Karka also be Nikna B'yish? There was a big Rav Chaim about this, right? They're in the on the spot. But Rav Chaim didn't have the Chiddush HaRavid on Baba Kama. We have Chiddush HaRavid, and the Chiddush HaRavid is really a gilui what's pshat in the Ravid. The Chiddush HaRavid on Kuf Kazayin on base. The Mishnah over there says that if somebody stole karka and then flew him a seeking, robbers came and they took it. So the Mishnah says, "In makas indini yomer leishir follow fanecha." In makas a gazan chayv lahamid leisodach. If this mesikin happened to everybody, so then it's nothing to do with the zeila. But if the mesikin happened because of the gazlin, then he can't say anywhere leishir follow fanecha. Whereas if everybody had mesikin, it would have been mesikin anyway. You could still say leishir follow fanecha. But if the mesikin is only because they're after him, so then he cannot say anywhere leishir follow fanecha. So the Shah is, what's driving this Mishnah? What happened to Karka and Exelis? We just said Karka and Exelis, so why can't you say Reish Chol Fanech? So some Rishonim learn, it's a Knas, it's not Megi Kerei Tam, it's not a Dindir Aysim. The Aysim, Karka and Exelis, makes the difference. What happened? Shatvanar, Neklu, Masikin, it's all one thing. This is a special Dindir Abba. But the Raivid in the Chidushim says, no, it's a Dindir Aysim. So up the Raivid, even though the Halacha by Karka is, by Shatvanar, that you could say Reish Chol Fanech, you learn that from the Psukim, Hakem Nixelas, but you have to at least say Areshul Cholofanecha. And that Tulum Masikin, you can't say Areshul Cholofanecha. So the Raivet says you have to do a Hashava. Hashava, I forget the Loshon exactly. Maybe somebody has a Raivet. What? So what's the Loshon? Just read it to me. Yes, the car came in Exelis. Am I chayv? Leim alei aveish chol fanecha. Vikle meim afal gab the end in Exelis. So she yoyim alei aveish chol fanecha. Tell us it. The came in she natlu mesikim imenu en a yochel litlo u boi hashova. You need to have a hashova. Because the Raivet says that even though we have a limud, from a kichah shvamita, we have a limud that there's no chiyuv on listen by karka. And even if bad things happen to the karka, shot fanar, you could say aveish chol fanecha. But that much you still have to do. You have to do Hashavah. Hareish Chol Fanecha is still a Hashavah. So, with Shot Fanar, okay, but that, you did a Hashavah. It's not worth as much as it was worth before. That way you have a miyut, you're not chai for the depreciation. But Hashavah you have to do, Chol Pachas. So, Shot Fanar, you can still do a Hashavah. But in the Tulum Masikin, you can't do a Hashavah at all. You have no way to say Hareish Chol Fanecha. So, if you can't do a Hashavah at all, then you have to pay. Because a chiyuv, you still have a chiyuv Hashavah. And if you can't be meishiv the gufa karka, then you have to be meishiv the tmei karka. And presumably, the tmei karka, you'll pay what it was worth originally. I would imagine you pay. How else are you? Then you'll pay what it was worth. Words, what does it say in this ravid? It says in this ravid that a gazlan has two kinds of chiyuv. First of all, he has a chiyuv hashava. He has a basic chiyuv hashava. He has to say harei shalchol lefanech. And that you have, but from that karka is not nismayit. That karka is also chiyuv hashavah. You have to say, you have to give it back. You have to be able to say, here it is, hareish chol lefanecha. And if you can't do that, you have to pay. Karka is not nismayit from that. Then there's another halacha. Even if the karka is still here and you're giving it back and you're saying hareish chol lefanecha, so lechayri you're satisfying hashavah. But there's another halacha that you're achroi for the damage to the karka. Call it a chiyuv einsim, a chiyuv achrayas. You have an achrayas for the damage to the karka, and from that karka is mismayit. That v'kichus v'mitis is mismayit. That you don't have by karka. That's what it says in that. So again, I want to stress because this is mamashki. This is the DNA. This is the basic thing over here, the basic structure. But you have two chiyuvim. There's two chiyuvim that you have by example. One chiyuv is the basic chiyuv hashavah, and for that you give it back however it is. If it's got the shot for nara, it's still called the hashavah. So you stole the karka, you're giving back the same karka. Shatvanah, not my fault that it was shatvanah. I'm giving back the karka. That's, as far as Hashava is concerned, that's a kiyum of Hashava. Nachlu Masikin, that's not a kiyum of Hashava. I can't even say Reish Chalav Benecha, that's not Hashava at all. Then you have to pay, because you have to do a Hashava. Oy hu oy domov. Oy hi oy domero. How do you give back the karka itself? And if it's Nachlu Masikin, you can't give back the karka itself. You have to do Beheshiv, it's like that. Hashava me your boys. Hashava, sorry. I get lost. Hashava boy. You have to do a Hashava. You can't get out of Hashava. So if you can't give back the karka itself, Nachlu Masikin, so you have to pay. Then there's another halach. When I'm doing hashava, I'm giving back the karka. But there was a shatvanar, there was an oinus that happened to the karka that now it's worth less. So then there's another halacha that a lot of you have to pay. Normally, a guy has to pay for that. But that's a chiyav achrayus. And from that chiyav achrayus, a guy is nisman. Karka is nisman. So by karka, you could say, by shatvanar, you could say, by shatvanar. That's the pshat in the Ravid in the Hasagas as well. When the Ravid says by Avodim, then Avodim is kinu, fine. Avodim hukshu l'karkois, you don't have to pay. But if the Avodim died, then you have to pay because you have to be able to say Reish Chalav Panecha. That's mamash what the Ravid said by Avodim. Because what the Ravid says in the Hasagas about Avodim, that's what the Ravid says in the Chidushim in regard to Karka. That the miut from Mekicha Shemarita, the miut from the Pasuk is a miut from the Chiyav HaKrayis. But it's not a miut from the basic Chiyav HaShav. The basic Chiyav HaShav you have no matter what. There is still a stira between what the Ravid said in the Hasagas and what the Ravid says in the Chiddush. What's the stira? On the one hand, the Chiddush sheds light in the Hasagas. You see this basic distinction. But nonetheless, there is l'chayr stira. What's the stira?
The l'chayr between Karka and Avodim.
The Ravid in the Hasagas says this is only true by Avodim. By Avodim, you have this distinction, and that therefore Avodim attack and Nigzolim. You kind of never yish. He says, but karka, you don't. Karka says ain't an exelus at all. It's not never yish. Here in the chidushim, the Ravid says this same distinction by karka itself. That even though that's number one. Then also the chayra, if you derive in the chidushim, it comes out that karka isn't exact. L'inyan zeh, they have a chiyuv that you have to do hashav. Because what the Ravid says, right, that's what's coming out of the chidushim. The Ravid is saying in the chidushim that even though karka is nismayik from the chiyuv achrayis of zeh, but the chiyuv hashav you still have. That's why if it's a tlum mesikin, you have to pay because you still have a chiyuv hashav. Hashav boy. So you have a tour from the achrayis, but hashav boy. So it's nigzah. So I have a question. If you have to do hashav, so it means the karka basically is the etzem nigzal. So why by sukkah do we say that it's not a mitzvah baba ver? It's not called a sukkah gzula because karka ain't nigzalis. Yeah, there's no chiv ha'insa in the karka. That's true, but you still have a chiv ha'shova. You have a chiv ha'shova, then the chare still should be called, it should still be called gozul v'chepsa. Because the Gemara sukkah says that tokav z'chaver v'tzim v'sikosoy, it's not your yotzi mitzvah sukkah, it's not called a sukkah gzula because karka ain't nigzalis. What do you mean? If you derive it in the Chidushim, if you derive it in the Hasagas, okay, but if you derive it in the Chidushim, that's not so true. Karka is named in Exelis. Karka has special halachos, there's no Chiyav Einsin, Shatfanar, you can say Aresh Shulchalot Tanecha, but a basic Chiyav Hashava you have. If the Masikin will take it, you won't be able to do Hashava, then you're going to be Chayav. So there is a basic Chiyav Hashava by Karka. If there's a basic Chiyav Hashava, so then why is it called this? So then it's a Sukkah Gzula, should be possible. Why should Sukkah have to do Chiyav Einsin? Sukkah has to do with whether it's be'etzim or sukkah gzula. It's be'etzim or sukkah gzula because you have a chiyav hashava. Right, so we have three problems. Outstanding. On the one hand, we're certainly further ahead than we were to begin with. We have arrived in the solution, which tells us a fundamental distinction that the miut of the kichish b'mita is only miut from the chiyav achrayis, but a fundamental chiyav hashavah you still have. So therefore, if the karka was just shot for nahar, so you're off the hook because you have no achrayis for it. But if the karka is not here at all, then the matzikin took it. You have no way to give it back to the bialim. Then you taka have to pay. And that's the pshat on the rivalry by avodim, rivalry in the hasogas. Avodim v'skino, you can say reishah chalof anecha, but avodim v'mesu, you still you taka have to pay because you have to be able at least to say reishah chalof anecha. That's very clear that the two rivals are coming from the same place. But we have outstanding still is the question, number one, what's pshat on the hasogas is mechalak me avodim v'kakos? It's the same pasuk. So why is it taka chalok avodim from kakos? And if you say it's a chilek in mitzias, that by karka is not shaykh the mitzias of zela, so why does karka need a pasuk at all? We have that problem. Number two, we have a steer because the ravid in the chidushim is not mechalek in avodim and karkois. The chilek that he says by avodim in the chidushim, he says it by karkois. So it's a steer to what he says in the hasogas. By the way, the end by itself, it maybe not be the end of the world. The ravid, there's many steers in the ravid. All the ravid was said to be in chayv. Was just the derech of the ravid was almost all things within the say the chayv. We had an example. By the sugya of Gomo, the Ravid in the Ravid, first he said a homahalch over there by Gomo, and then he said Omer Avom, it's all not true. But I said before, I don't know how long, how many years passed between the two, but he said, the same lesson he has when he's massing on the Ramam, Omer Avom, it's Elinoyev, Eliboyev, Elitzoyev. He's massacred himself also with the same, maybe not quite with the same amount of insults, but also with the same type of. So the rabbi, the derech rabbi, we know to say the rabbi is chayzer, but nonetheless, the standard rabbi in the chiddushim is very sure. How can you tell me that by karka there's a chiyav hashavah? There's a chiyav hashavah. That means that the karka is nigzelus be'etzim. So why is talk of chaver assuming it's kosher? So what's up? What do you say? I think the answer is when we talk about something being gozel, there's two nafkaminas in being gozel. Number one, that you have to give it back. You have a chiyav hashavah. And number two, they have a chiyav achrayis. By karka, by gzeilas karka, a regular gzeilas karka, not in the tumas sikin, which is a special case, but a regular gzeilas karka of tokvas chaveri, and then v'hitziri. It's not really shayach achiv hashon, because kol echad isur mishus of the mor yisur. It's not yotzer mishus of bialim in the first place. Hashavah means to put it back into the mishus of the bialim. By karka, it was never yotzer mishus abayim. I have to leave. You can say, yeah, I should get out. That's not hashavah. Hashavah is not that I should leave. If I trespass in somebody's house and I leave, it's not hashavah. Hashavah is that you have to give it back to the mishus abayim. The karka doesn't leave mishus abayim. Normally. It's here. Right, I'm trespassing, but that's him. It was never yotzer mishus abayim. The concept of hashavah b'mitzias you don't have by karka. Achrayis you could have by karka. If karka would be an exelus, the moshul fear of a lesser, the karka is an exelus. So you have achrayis. You steal karka. What does it mean steal karka? You did it in a ma'aseh chazaka l'shem gneiva. you were machzik in the karka l'shem neheva, you kicked the guy out, you were machzik in b'shem l'shem neheva, chiyav achayis, you have a koin tevel eser, you cannot say arish shachol l'fanecha. If it was shot for an hour, koin tevel eser, you chayit. Achayis and karka you could have. That's not a steward, the mitzias of achayis of neheva you could have by karka. But the mitzias of hashova by karka you don't have. Because what hashova? I don't have to, there's no hashova that I do with the karka. I have to leave. My leaving is not a hashova. I don't have a way to be meshiv the karka. The karka is mushavo emin. Shmei like this. Rebbe Lezer doesn't have the miyut. Rebbe Lezer has no miyutim at all. He holds karka is nigzelis. So what does it mean the karka is nigzelis? You have a chiva. Well, it doesn't really mean a chiva shava, because that doesn't really make any sense by karka. But it means whatever it does, whatever does make sense. Achrayis l'moshe. Chiva achrayis you have. If it's shot for now, you have to pay. So Rebbe Lezer holds that karka is nigzelis. L'inyin zeh that you have a chiva achrayis. And Rimele, if you talk of his chare, it seems to be possible because karka is nigzelis. But Chachamim hold that there's a miut. The miut is only from achrayis. The Rambam says in the Chiddushim, the miut is not from the chiyuv hashava. Hashava boy. The Rambam says in the Chiddushim, hashava boy. We're not mimayit from hashava. The psukim of a kichish mamitoi are a miut from the achrayis of neighbor, but they're not a miut from the etzim chiyuv hashava. Chiyuv hashava beetzim you still have, except that by karka, it's not really shayach chiyuv hashava because it's mushav oimid. So, Mele, according to the Chachamim, talk of his chaver, we see Mesukosoi, the sukkah is not gzula. The karka is not gzula. Because Le'inyin, what should it be gzula? Gzula has to be for some halacha. And he's some halacha. Le'inyin, what is it gozul? It could be gozul for hashava, but that's not shayach by karka. It could be gozul for, it could be gozul for achrayis, but karka is nismai from the chiyav achrayis. So, therefore, according to the Chachamim, karka and nigzelis, and you're not chayav. And it's not called the sukkah gzula. By Avodim, on the other hand, and by avodim, it's takacholim. By avodim, you could have hashava avodim. Carry off there, but the shaykh really even sees of hashava. So by avodim, there we have to see the poil that this distinction that the miyut is only a miyut in the achrayis, but hashava boy. That's derived in the hasodos. That by avodim, if you carry off avodim, that's takacholim. The ma'is is takacholim of neighbor because you have a chiyav achrayis. The chiyav achrayis, the inyan, the chiyav achrayis makes it gone. And once it's gone, you claim it be yish as well. And maybe that gufas might see it mishus abayla. Maybe it's not even called mishus abayla. Probably in the yofel akdish, because if you have a chiyuv achrayis, and you have that maybe gives you a chiyuv kinyonig neva. I mean, if you have a chiyuv hashava, maybe that gives you kinyonig neva. Like that, we don't have to get into the kibbutz ourselves. But al kapanim, that's derived in the hasogas. He says that this is the difference between kakoyis and avodah. Our problem in the we asked before in the Hasogas Manoshach, it's the same sukkim, avodim hukshul karkois. So why do they have, why do I say this distinction that kar that avodim you are klein to be yush and kark you're not klein to be yush, and if it's because kark is different from mitzias, then why do you need a pasuk by kark? Now we understand kark is different in mitzias. Mitzad achiv hashava, mitzad achrayis kark and avodim have the same mitzias. So I have a miut. The Torah is memayit. There's no chiyav achrayis, not by avodim and not by karkos. But there's no miut on the hashava. Hashava tzorach, like the Rambam says in the Chiddush. Except that b'mitzias hashava not shayach by karkos, because in mushav oimid, hashava is only shayach by avodim. So mele comes out a chilik in din between avodim and karkos. Avodim that there's a mitzias of hashava, so then that's called avodim. The avodim agzulu l'inyan kinyan yush, and you have a chiyav hashava, and that's why avodim is kinu. You have to pay because you have to say areishu chol afanech hashava tzorach, hashava boy. By karka, mimonoshach. Chiyav achrayis physically would be shayach by karka, but for that I have a miut. And hashava, on the other hand, hashava, there's no miut in regard to hashava, but from mitzias, karka is not a bar hashava, because it's mushav oimid. That's what Rabbi is saying in the hasogas. Now comes along the Rabbi in the Chidushim, and he adds that actually there is one special case by karka where you could have hashava, where the chiyav hashava is relevant. Nechlu masikin. It's not that even if I leave, the bottom don't have it back. I have to get the masikin. I have to take it away from masikin. I have to do that's the ma'isa shava. I have to get rid of the masikin, and if I can't get rid of the masikin, then I have to pay. So the Rambam is saying the Rambam Nasoga is not nochlis to this special case of nechlu masikin. The Rambam is saying in the ordinary case of talk of his chaveroi. So there by karka there's no chiyav hashava. It's not shayach to talk about hashava. It's mushav oimid. And therefore, by karka really can't be gozel at all. Because manush achrayis, you don't achrayis is a miut, and hashava A regular karka is not a bar shalach. But the rabbi in the chidushim is telling me that there is one special case in which a karka becomes like a vodim. Namely a case of the tulum asikin where that's really pegay in the hashavah. It's not mushiv oimet. There the karka is not a bar hashavah. But the karka is not a bar hashavah, so then you have a hashavah miyubay, even by karka. And if you can't do hashavah, then you have to pay. The Kanada Chiddush Din, that if it was, I'm not quite sure how exactly the case would look exactly, but if you had a case of Tokef is Chaver of Itzum and Sukkosai, and then it was like Natul Masikin, then the Sukkah would be possible. I guess they could have a case. Tokef is Chaver of Itzum and Sukkosai, and I'm sitting in the Sukkah, and then Masikin come, and now the Bialim can't get it back. So that'll be Kaka, that's Gozel. Because I can't do hashavah on it. That'll be a karka gzula, and that'll be possible sukkah l'chayr. Doesn't say otherwise. Yeah, the Gemara sukkah is not talking about a case like that. The Gemara sukkah is not talking about a case like that. That's like a karka in an example.
What's the difference if
it's
Gozel and it's if the first Gozlin, he's sitting in the sukkah, threw out the Bailim, and it's still Nishus the Bailim. So if somebody else comes and throws at him, it's still Nishus the Bailim.
But that guy's coming because of the Gazan. That's the case of the Mishnah. It's Machmas HaGazan. Like they're the Mesikin, they're going after the, I don't know why. You know, he's the guy who got in trouble with the mafia or something. So the Mesikin are coming because of the Gazan. So that's called, I mean, that's the din of the Mishnah. Some of that's called, you can ask on the Mishnah already. You know, what does that have to do with the Gazan? Why is it? It's because the Gazlan did a Maisig Zayla, it was whatever he did, but he did a Maisig Zayla, Sogos Kul, whatever he did. Tokav Schaver Vetsiyot, he did a Maisig Zayla, but like this doesn't have any Dinik Zayla, because what Dinim are you going to give him? Chiv HaShava is Mushav Oimet. But there is a Maisig Zayla over there. The minute the Maisig Zayla becomes not Mushav Oimet, it was right now it's in the state of Mushav Oimet. I did a Maisig Zayla, but you can't be Machayev Mi HaShava, because what would it mean? So the Zayla doesn't mean anything, so it's not called Gozel. But the minute a Masikin comes and takes it, now the Gzela really means something. Now the Gzela has teeth. Because I it's not Mushav Oimet anymore. So now I'm Chayim Mitzvah the Gzela. Anyway, we have to say, that's the Fidei Raiva, that's what it says in that Mishnah. Then we're saying this in the Raiva. But there's a big Raglayim Dover, the Rambam also has a similar sheet. Because the Rambam, let's take a look again at that Rambam, Perek Tes. Reading a parak test, the Ram that we read before, a gozel karka mechaveri. Somebody gozel karka mechaveri. So the Ram says, if it was nishkusome eleho shot fanar or something, so the Ram says that you're potter. There's no chiyuv einstein by you. There's no that we have a mute. Shakarka becheskes baleh kayemish ve'ein achrayis hefsed olof. You have no achrayis for the hefsed, but if you were masik it be a dayim, then you chayim. Well, look. Listen to the Rambam. Hagoyzel karka mechaveri behefsido. He was massacred by a dime. Kigoyin shechotu b'bayris sichin umoroyis. Aish shekotu tzeilonoyis v'shiches ayamayonis v'horoyis habinyan. Chayev lehamud loy bayis oisode kishehoyu b'shas hagzelo oy yishalim d'mei mafshu hefsid. The Lashon Rambam is very sure. If you learn Kipshuta, the karka does not have gzeila at all. Ain't any gzeila at all. So why you chayev by chofer v'bayr sichin amaris? Why you chayev by kotet zeilonos? That's mazik. So when you talk about somebody who is mazik, so he has to pay l'moshel l'gabi yukur v'zul or something. When is the shah mechayevus? When he did the hezik. So the lashon Rambam is, Chayev lehamen lebayis esode kishahoyu b'shasak zeilu. What does shasak zeilu have to do with anything? Shasak zeilu mandoch hashmei. There is no shasak zeilu. Kaka in zealous. The Rambam should say, Chayev lehamen lebayis kishahoyu b'shasak hezek. Anyway, the whole lesson is Chayev lehamen lebayis is a funny lesson. Lehamen lebayis. Chayev l'shalom, because you're a mazik. The lesson of the Rambam is Chayev lehamen lebayis kishahoyu b'shasak zeilu. Hi, Mike. What kind of lesson is that? That this it's a din gzela, it's a chiyuv gzela. What do you mean a chiyuv gzela? You just told me that the kakein gzelas, ain't a chayes of seid olav. That's yeah. Achrayis have said the ain't achrayis have said all of achrayis. You don't have a karka, but hashavi you have to have. Hashavi you have to do. So the meila, if you stole the karka, so you could still hashava areish yachalu fanecha. Even if a shatvanar, I don't have achrayis for the ain't achrayis have said all of. I didn't. So what I stole was this karka. The karka is still here. It's not as worth as much as it was before. That doesn't matter. That's not me. I didn't do that. I did a ma'isik zeilin. I'm saying areish yachalu fanecha. That's called hashava. I stole this karka, I'm giving it back. Now it's things that happen to the karka, things happen to all of us, but it's the same person. It's the same karka. But if he's mashkis the karka, so then, here we have to add the nesivus as well. That we saw the Rashi also. When you mashkis the karka, so the part that you were mashkis, that's a new gzela. Let's see, you know, it's chafer b'bayrish, so you were mashkis some of the value of the karka. That's a new ma'isik zeila. Now you have to do hashava for the tosefis and the gzeila that you did by being mashkus the karka. So that's not a chayis. And for that you can't say reishu chalof anecha. You could say reishu chalof anecha. You stole the karka. You said, okay, I stole the karka. I walked away. Here it is. Reishu chalof anecha. I have no chiv a chayis. And hashava karka is mushavayim. And anyway, in Hashava, it wouldn't matter that it's his kinu. Hashava, you've mekayim. Areish yachalof anecha. That's a Hashava. But if some of the value of the karka I was mashkus b'yadayim, so that karka that I was mashkus b'yadayim, that's a mishtarish b'chet, that's a mishtarishus b'chet in the gzeil itself. That's a tesefis in the gzeil. That means that extra, that there's a certain amount of shavius in the karka that I was ma'abid min ha'olam as part of my ma'isik gzeil. How can I say areish yachalof anecha? Part of my gezel was that I took some of the value of the karka and it was mitzit min ha'olam. So I have to do hashava on that. That's not achrayis. Once again, we see this distinction. There's a difference between hashava and achrayis. Maybe we should have said this at the very beginning. What's the difference between hashava and achrayis? Achrayis, we know what achrayis is. Achrayis is like a shoyl. Shoyl is kabbalas achrayis. Meaning, I'm guaranteeing the safety of the thing. If something happens to it, so I have to pay me. Koyach l'chiv achrayis. So God also has chiyuv achrayis. Hashava is something else. Hashava is a kind of tashlumen. You steal something, you have to give it back. Oyhu oydomov. That's a chiv tashlumen. That the gnev itself is mechayim mi v'tashlumen. Oyhu oydomov. So karka is nismayed from achrayis. Ain't like the Lashon Rambam is really befeished that way. Ain't achrayis have saved the olam. You have no achrayis. So, but you have a chiv hashava. What's a chiv hashava? Oyhu oydomov. So I have when we have karka and a shotfanar, I'm a kaim hashava. How am I kaim hashava? With who? This is who. This is the karka. I shotfanar. So the shotfanar doesn't make it not be the karka. It's still the karka. So I have a chiyuv tashlumin oyhu oydomov. I'm a kaim it with who? Why should I pay domov? I'm a kaim it with who? The fact that it's a little bit worse, the worse for wear, it doesn't make a difference. That's still called who. But when I'm mazik it be a dayim, and that's part of my mazik zela, so my chiyuv tashlumin of oyhu oydomov, my chiyuv tashlumin of hashava, now has to include that I'm going to do a hashava on the extra that I was mitzi min ha'olam. The part of the karka, the part of the shavis of the karka that I was mitzi min ha'olam, I have a separate chiyuv hashava. So whatever it was, I cut down the mayonos. I was mshachis the mayonos. I cut the tzailonos. So those ilonos represented some of the value of the karka. See if they would have fallen on their own. So I would have said that there was no separate ma'isik zeila on that bit of Shabbos and those ilonos. The zeila was in the karka as a whole. The karka in the whole is still here. Or whatever happened by itself. That's still called v'heishivisak zeila. That's still called oyhu oydomov. That's who. But here I did a separate ma'isik zeila on the mayonos. I did a separate ma'isik zeila on the ilonos. So now I have to do hashava. Now I have a separate chiv hashava. Not a new ma'isik zeila. It's a misharish bechet and old ma'isik zeila. But I have to do a ma'isik. But now my ma'isik zeila is separate on the ilonis. Now I have a chiv tashlumik zeila on the ilonis. Not a chiv achrayis anymore on the ilonis. It's tashlumik zeila on the ilonis. For that, what does it help say? Reish yachalof anecha on the karka. But I have a separate chiv tashlumik zeila on the ilonis. So for that, I have to pay for the ilonis. But kaponim, you see in the Rambam also this distinction. That a karka is not nismai from zeila altogether. Karka is nismai from ein achrayis of seida olav. And there's also no shi... But there's still... Tashlum exela you still have. But Heshu is exela, which is a kind of Tashlum exela, you go dumb of that you still have even by car. So what happens by itself, since you don't have a chayas, so you can say, that's the who. You don't have to pay dumb, you pay the who. I'm giving back the karka. I is the shotvanar. That's still called the karka. That's still called the ihoi lama. I stole the karka, and this is the karka. But if he's masik b'yadai mishtarish b'chet, then he has to pay for the then there's a separate chiyuv hashava slash tashlumen. Hashava is a kind of chiyuv tashlumen. Ihoi lama. There's a separate chiyuv hashava on the. And the ilonis and the mayonis and the chelik of the shavius that he was mafsid, that he was mishtarish that he gazled separately. So now that already has to pay for. The emes of his zame is also medayik. Ram per gimel when he talks about avodim v'iskinu. So there also is two gesoys in the ram. Can he say harish chol haray? Can he say harish chol fanechana? But the gist that we have in the Rambam is also, but the Rambam holds that you could say Harei Shecholof Aneh. By Avodim Bishkinu, but Rabbi Sazam is Medayik in the Rambam, that smash in the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say that the Avodim died, you could say, but the Rambam said if you stole Avodim and they were Iskinu, you could say Harei Shecholof Aneh. But what if the Avodim died? Maybe it's not the Gomer, the Rambam talks about the cases in the Gemara, but Rabbi Sazam is Medayik in the Rambam, that the Rambam only says Avodim Bishkinu, you could say Harei Shecholof Aneh. But Avodim v'Mesu, you cannot say Reish Cholof Anecha. And that stems very well, because the Ram is the same sheet as the Raivik. Avodim, the Miat of Akichash Bamitoi, the Miat of Avodim and Karkois is a Miat from Achayis Hefzei Dolov. But it's not a Miat from the basic Chiv Tashlumen of Eishiv Sekzeil. Okay, if that's the case, then the Fidus Shito. Let's go back to our original question, which was, why do we need a miyut from that kak is nislaif from kefil? Typically, the kak ain't exilis. So now that question looks entirely different. Let's think it through. Kak ain't exilis. And that turns out the kak ain't exilis is not such a blanket statement. Kak ain't exilis means, like the Rambam says, en achrayis have said all of. Like the Rambam says in the Chidushim, you could say, Reish Chol Fanech. But Hashava boy, like the Rambam says, has to do Hashava still. So if you have to do Hashava, so maybe you can have a Chiyuv Kefil too. Without a separate meal, that is a meal from Kefil. But without a separate meal from Kefil, since you still have to do Hashava, if you have to do Hashava, maybe you have a Chiyuv Kefil also. But that's not so poshut, because what? Because by Karka L'chor, there is no Chiyuv Hashava, it's Mushavayim. It's Mushavayim. Go riding around Sukkah, the Tokav Shemayim, with Shima Sikoso, we say Karka and Zel, it's not a Sukkah Psula. Why? I is a Chiyuv Hashava. Karka says, no, it's Mushavayim. Like the Rav says in the Hasogas, that by Karka, the Karka is not Niknabiyish, because it's Mushavayim. That we explain, because it's Mushavayim. So Chiyuv Achayis don't have is a meal, and then the Chiyuv Hashava maybe you could have, but by Karka it's not Shayach and Mitzias. Listen, we're back to square one. So if Karka really is Lemaisi really is not Nixelis, because Chiyuv Achayis you can't have. And a Chiyuv Hashava you could have, but it's Mushava Oimid. So why do we need a meal from Kefil? There's never really a meal, there's never a Chiyuv Karen. Why do I need a meal for, why do I need a, there's never a Chiyuv Hashava, so why would I need a Chiyuv Kefil? Why would I need a meal rather from Kefil? So first of all, we could say, no, and second, it's Lumasikin. We have a case, you know, generally speaking, that's true. Tokav is Chaveri, it's Mushavayimit, but we had a case of Karka. That's not Mushavayimit, it's Lumasikin. So I would say maybe then Yechayiv Kefil. So I would need a K, I need a Miyut for that case. Could be there's another case also. Where Karka is not Mushavayim. And that's by Masik Gvul. If you Masik the Gvul, then I could hear that then you do need a Chiyuv. There is a Chiyuv Hashava. The Hashava is you have to put back the Gvul. that's the case, then we could have a new shot in Taisus. Taisus asks, what do you mean, made from Kefil? How can you die with a karka? Taisus answered him by, it's talking about a saga school. So, Lechara, with the Chachil, we said, what's Taisus Kashi? Kashi can't be karka and exelus, because if karka, his Kashi was karka and exelus, what's his terrace of a saga school? It's karka still not exelus. He said, no, Taisus means about it. Taisus wasn't, for some reason, which we didn't know what it is. Taisus wasn't bothered by karka and exelus. Taisus asking a different question. That how could you steal karka in secret? Because for Gnev, it has to be in secret. I said, no, I'll tell you a case, Hasogaspool. That's how you can steal karka in secret, so you could have Gnev. And then, but the karka, the shayla by karka and exelus, Taisus not nochus to, for some reason, we don't know why, Taisus not even addressing that question. But now, Lefi Mashin is bar, now we have a much richer, much more to work with. Now he said, a whole new chapter in Taisus. No, Taisus taka asking the kasha of karka and exelus. That was Taisus kasha taka, karka and exelus. He said, what does it mean, karka and exelus? Karka and exelus is to me from Achayas. The psukim are just to me from Achayas. The reason why karka is not an exelus, the gavichiv hashova, is because b'metzias it's mushav oimid. But bottom line is karka and exelus. Gemara says in sukkah that karka and exelus. Talk of its chaver v'simus to kosi. Bottom line, karka and exelus. Again, k'omer, because mitzad achiv achrayis I have exelus to kosi. And mitzad achiv hashova it's mushav oimid. But bottom line is kachakach. Bottom line is karka and exelus. Why do I need a meet from kevul? Says, no, I'll show you a case where there's a chiv hashava by karka, namely by Hasogas Gvul. Hasogas Gvul is a case where it's not Mushuva Oimet. By Hasogas Gvul, karka will taka be an exelus. Not for Achrayas. You Masik Gvul in the Shot Vanar, you still say, Reish Chol Vanecha, it's like by Abodim. But for chiv hashava, it's a case. It's like Netlu Masikin. Just like by Netlu Masikin, the Rabbi says, you can say Reish Chol Vanecha, but you have to at least be able to say Reish Chol Vanecha. If it's Netlu Masikin, there's no Reish Chol Vanecha. It's not Mushuva Oimet. So the same thing by Hasogas Gvul. If you masig the Gvul, then you can't just say Reish Chol Lefanecha because you were masig the Gvul. You have to be masig the Gvul. That's the case of the Karka where there is a Chiyuv Hashava, and that'll be a case where I need a Mi'ud from Kefil. It's very Gishmak of Shap and Taisus. The feed this, we could also answer a very Shred Taisus in Ezen Eshech, the Sedgman Kibu. The famous place is the very beginning of Ezra Neshech. Haladika Taisus. Samachalaf. Samachalaf. The Gemara there is busy. Why do you need a separate pasuk for why do you need a special law for Ribbis? And a special laugh for Gezel, and a laugh for Eino. All of these things are different ways of taking money from people, Shalai Kedin. So why don't I learn out one from the other? So those two, well, if I only had the pasuk of of Gezel, so that's Bakorche, but Eino, which is Mekachumemkar, Mitzah Bakorche, so maybe there is no laugh. And if it said Eino, because Lo Yodu de Mochil, I don't realize I'm being cheated that I should be Mechil. But Gezel, I realize, and maybe I'm Michael. But Kitzer, we need all these took. Then Emerson says, Chodim, Chodim, Liasa, Tasi, Chodim, Tarte. Maybe let's make a Matzah. Let's only say, Emerson, well, which one should we leave out? Emerson says, Leluchte Rechman, Allah, be Gezel, the Tasi, Mehanach. Why can I learn out from a Matzah, from Ribbis, and I know, you're not allowed to take people's money, Shalai Kedin. I don't need a special love of Gezel. To my parak is Malay Ribbis Shikane Khidush, I know Yachiach, Malay No Shikane Lyoda the Mochel, Ribbis Techiach, the Chosradin, Larizek Rize, Larizek Rize, at Shana Shovashibem, Shikane Gozloi, Afani Abi Gezel. Mosis Nechrami. You're right, you could have learned that Gezel from the Masad, and a lot of Gezel Lomoli, Lakovish Hasochir. Making Lakovish Hasochir, Vedic Sibbe, Lisasak Shasos, Shar Oni Bergen, was Lavrol of Bishne Lavi. Yes, Tosha has the obvious question. Lava Lub Shne Lavin. So say, still my Gezel itself is Lava Lub Shne Lavin. From the Matzad and from Gezel. All right, Tosha is a test. But anyway, that's the Nekudu. That's the details of that signal don't concern us so much, just to know where to situate ourselves. So Tosha over there asks Akasha, he said, why did the Gemara answer that I need the Posuk of Le Sigzoil? For Avotim, Because Avodim don't have a revision. Avodim don't have a no. There's no no by Avodim, whereas Psukim. And therefore, I can't learn out Gzeilus Avodim from a Matzad, from Ribis and a no. That's what it's kashya. The Gemara says that you can learn out Gzeilo. It asks, why don't you possibly say Gzeilo? I can learn it out with a Matzad from Ribis and a no. So the Gemara says, Nechanami, you talk about, you need it for Kavish Chasoch, Lav, 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 and you get two sets of mouths. Frank Tosfos, I need it for Gezel Avodim. Gezel Avodim is lavely sigzel by Gezel Avodim. One second, Gezel Avodim. That means there's Gezel by Avodim. How could it be Gezel by Avodim? Aren't Avodim Pukshul Kakosh? There's no Gezel by Avodim. So Tosfos, no. The hod the karka ain't an exelis, ain't even a mikro. That karka is not an exel, that's not because of a posuk. El mishum di efshil azuzumim kaimle, just because it doesn't move. Aval avodim deny the afagab dukshil karka is over belly sigzo. If karka was a posuk, so avodim dukshil karka is. But karka is the that karka is not an exolum, that's not a posuk, that's a metzias. Avodim don't have that Messiah, so Avodim have Gezel. Avodim, Karka even exalted, but Avodim are exalted. So therefore, Fred Tysus, Ole Sigzel, I need the possibility of Sigzel for Gezel Avodim. That's the Tysus. So everybody asks, Gibal, what do you mean? Karka even exalted is not a posuk? Of course it's a posuk. It's a posuk of Kichesh Bamitu. That's the Gemara in Kufi Zayin Base. That's what's Machagis. It's a Machagis Chacham and Rebbe Lezer. How to dash in the posuk? That's the Gemara in Kufi Zayin. Rebbe Lezer dash in the posuk of Rebbe Yemir. The Chacham dash in the posuk of Klal Prat. That's where Rebbe Lezer's Kaka is an exilus and the Chacham will Kaka ain't an exilus. It's a lot of posuk. What place is talking about? Kaka ain't an exilus, not a posuk. It's a Messias. And therefore it doesn't apply to Avod. I'm just a spell of the Ketosis. Paris is aiming at one. The Kakaim Nixelis, the Gabichi of Achrayus is a posuk. And that Avodim of Huxhila Karkois, and by Avodim also Avodim is Kinu Aimele Ereshul Chalof Anech, which is also Gemara. That Avodim is Kinu because the Huxhila Karkois, you can say Ereshul Chalof Anech. A lot of that's true. There's no Chiv Achrayus, not for Karkois, not for Avodim, and that's Takag Zeir Sekos. But that doesn't preclude it, Kinu Aimele Sigzo. So there's no Chiv Achrayus, but Le Sigzo Le Kinu Aimele. Because the Mitzis of Gezel you have, Inin Wat, Inin Chiv Hashom. But the Meister Morris in the Sukkah, the Karka ain't an exilus. That means that there is no Matthias of Gezel by Karka. Teres says, not because of the Apostle, because of the Matthias, there's Moshe Vayim. And that Matthias is not true by Avodim. So by Avodim, you can have like Sigzor. That's the traveling place over there. Now, the Meister, you could ask one second. So why is Sukkah talking about Avodim? You can have even by Karkois, by case of Hasagas Gul. So why is Sukkah talking about Avodim? The Emes Kakois are also an exolim in the case of Asagas Gul. So why does Taisa ask that, you know, I need the posuk for Avodim, for Gezel Avodim? He should ask that I need the posuk for Gezel Karkois when there was Asagas Gul. I think that's not sure, though. You have to cheshbon out in the cheshbon of Sugi over there, because the Gemara is looking for a lavin that aren't already for a case of Le Sigzel, it's not already included in another lav. That's the whole Sugi. So even if Le Sigzel would apply to Gezel Karka by Asagas Gvul, but for that I already have a posuk of Asagas Gvul. We're looking for a case of Le Sigzel that's not included in any other lav. So yeah, that's taka true. Gezel is shayach by Asagas Gvul, but Asagas Gvul has its own lav. But Gezel Avodim, that doesn't have its own. If it didn't say Le Sigzel, then Gezel Avodim wouldn't have its own lav. I couldn't learn it out from a matzad because there's no one know by Avodim. And it's not included in Asagas Gvul, so I need a pasuk to tell me that this Gezel by Avodim. And that's Tosfos Kash. Now, Kapanim, this Tosfos, I think, is a big siyuah that we're saying. The Tosfos also holds. And the Rambam and the Ravid, it's Dorma for the Ravid, it's Mamish Dorma for Rosh. The Chidushim, it's Dorma for Rosh. The Rambam is also the Greg Lion Dom. But here there's a siyuah that Tosfos also holds the way. That the miut of Karkein and Gzel is the miut of Bekichesh Bamitoi. And that's a place by Gezel, not about David. The miut of a kichish bamitoi is not a miut and that's not why Karkein and Gzelus. That's why there's no chiv hashova. Why you can say reishu cholof anecha? Shot for now, you can say reishu cholof anecha. That's the posuk. But that doesn't mean that. That's not the why Karkein and Gzelus. Because you can still have a chiv hashova. By Avodim, you do have a chiv hashova. That's just why is Karkein and Gzelus altogether. That's because the mitzias that it's the efshel azuzah. That mitzvah you taka don't have by avodim. So Tosfos by avodim taka have gezel. That's mamish deriving that by avodim b'meisul you have to pay because there is gezel by avodim. Maybe not for Achayas, but for Beheshev. By the way, Dhamma. Yeah, but Pshuta, I'm going to stop here in a second, but Pshuta, the same cheshen that we're making in Karka applies to Shtoris as well. Because the same cheshen that we ask by Karka is, you could ask by Shtoris. The Gemara is El Miut, the Nar Gemara, that there's no chiv kefil by Shtoris. Avodim Shtoris and Karka is. So the Gemara is El Miut, that there's no chiv kefil by Shtoris, and we ask the same question. The Gemara in Kufi Zayinim at Beis is Mimait, Avodim Shtoris and Karka is from Vekichish Bamitoy, that there's no. There's no chiyuv achrayis on them at all. There's no gezel on them at all. So why did you miut the shtoris? Don't have kefil. Paper glay that karka and shtoris are 80 weeks old. Say the same terms. That pasuk only tells me there's no chiyuv achrayis. I shot for nara mosh. You know that the shtar got burnt up in a fire. There's no chiyuv achrayis. Well, there you can say shari shachol vanecha. Yeah, we have to know what exactly would be the case. Shtoris where it's. It's just damaged, but you could bet and do hashava. It's not so clear what the case would be. But there's no. What's the case of shtoris? What's the case of shtoris that it's negated to me that there's no chiyuv achrayas? There's the chiyuv. By avodim it's negated. Shot for now, the karka is not as valuable as it was. That's a chiyuv. But I can still say I reish cholof anach. So there, it's negated to me to know that there's a miut that there's no chiyuv achrayas on the karka. By shtoros, if you have a chiyuv hashavah, if it's like avodim, that there is a basic chiyuv hashavah. If the avodim died, you have to pay for them. The rabbi says, if the avodim died, you have to pay for them. And it's the sukkah in the Ravid. You know, this is an interesting thing. I didn't think about this so much before. It's the sukkah in the Ravid. The Ravid says by Avodim that Avodim is kinu exeration cholof and echel because I have a meal. But if the Avodim die, I shove a boy. So what's the case of shtoris? In other words, Avodim, shtoris, and kufis. Gemara kufi zayik. But by shtoris also, they're also in the smite. In the smite from what? From achrayis. So what does it mean? But if they got burnt up entirely, then lechari, you do have to pay for them. By analogy to avodim, avodim and v'meisu, the rabbi says you have to pay because hashava boy. So if the shtar got burnt up, lechari, you do have to pay hashava boy. So what's the miut? The miut is only if the shtar was what? The shtar is binary. Either it's dead or it's alive. It's never maskin. It's never shot fanar. What would that even mean by a shtar? Either the star is good or it's no good. Either you could be good with the star, you can't be good with the star.
What would you return?
The star.
How much you would have collected?
The star. I stole the star. The star is valuable to collect. The guy has a star that she wants to collect. If I steal it, he can't do anything. He can't collect. So there's a mute. I don't have to pay. I'm not chayav on a chayas. Let's say I stole the star. The star got burnt up. Fine, so there's a miut from Achai. But if you're the Raivin, if I got burnt up entirely, Lachar, I do have to pay. By Avodim that got destroyed entirely, I do have to pay. That's nothing to do with Achrayis. That's the basic Chiyuv Hashava Oivoy Domov. From that, there's no miut. The miut is only from the Achrayis of Avodim Veskinu. So what would that mean? What would be the equivalent thing by a Shtar? Lachar, there also, the miut is only from Achrayis. But if the Shtar is totally destroyed, then you do have to pay. If it's analogous to Avodim. So what's the meat? The meat is, well, if it wasn't totally destroyed, then you could say, if it's not totally destroyed, then it's as good as it, who cares? If the star got crumpled or something, it got creased, who cares? You know, either it's a good star or it's not a good star. You can collect or you can't collect. Yeah.
There's more than one tlay in the star and you get rid of one of them?
Well, half got it right. But so you could still say, Aresh Chol Fanecha for the other one. I mean, maybe the case, I don't know. I mean, maybe the case is that he stole the star, and then it got wet, and now it's illegible. And maybe, but still, since it's here, we can say, Reisha Cholof Anecho. It's a chiddush. That's called Hareisha Chalafanecha. I said that's like, you know, like the dead Eved. You can't say Hareisha Chalafanecha. Look, here he is, dead body. That's not called Hareisha Chalafanecha. You stole the Eved, this is nothing. The same thing, you stole a star, now it's illegible, you can't collect with it, l'chara, you can't even say Reisha Chalafanech. I don't know, I have to think about this. There's other things also with star. Star we have to revisit, because there's places in Shavuos from Zion who has, and it's the Gaita Taisa, that's also Gavri. It's the Gaita Taisa about Gavri, the bottom Taisa, so we're going to have to, this I still want to, I want to try to work through it. What we said today about Karkois, translate, has to be transferred to star, but star is There's another complication that Taisa talks about at the end of the Gemara. That Sarah Starisha Shalchaverev, even if he did it be a daim, is potal mandalay doim at the end of the Gemara. Okay, so now we have to see. Starisha is a separate topic. It's Hashem tomorrow.
Will we bear for that?